The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news according to John, the first chapter, beginning at the first verse. John wrote his account of the Gospel so that we may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing we may have life in his name. John begins with a summary of the faith, the reading of the Holy Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of Christ. And I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Today, as you all are aware, and as am I, this is the last time I have an opportunity to speak with you as your vicar. As the bishop sent me a note the other day with a big plaque saying, retired. As of the 31st of December, with permission to officiate, which means I have a license to take services on Sundays, but not anymore as a vicar of a parish. And that's okay. So we're all in the middle of a big transition, both All Saints and myself. And just as the early Christian church, the birth of Jesus marked a transition, we're in a time of transition. And we're all in this together. It's a crossroads, but an opportunity of new beginnings. We can't look back, or else, like Lot's wife, we could turn into a pillar of stone. We have to see today as a new door opening for new challenges and new beginnings. A new birth. It's like Paul talked about in his epistles about the seed. The past is the seed. The seed has flourished and now is going to bloom forth in new growth, and that's us. We are the people of new possibilities. I have new possibilities, you have new possibilities, and we move on with the assurance that God's love is constantly with us. We are never alone. We know that God is in us and we are in God, and that truth and that power stays with us no matter what happens. We move on together. Now, one of the things that's really interesting is we know that Jesus came from Nazareth, but the people of the Old Testament had no idea of Messiah coming from Nazareth. They have no mention in the Old Testament about Nazareth being the home of the forthcoming Messiah. But Messiah came, great surprise, and we're the same. We don't know all the answers. We just know that God's love is constantly there for us. We learn from our pasts. You as a parish, me as an individual, we learn from where we've been, but we're not bound by it. We now have the open doors to make new adventures, new possibilities, to do new things based on the strength of the past, but moving forward. And so it's a great opportunity, this time of transition. So I invite you to not be sad, though I'm happy that I was been with you, but the new possibilities, it is a time to move forward in transition. We know new things that we didn't know before. We are really aware that God is the Big Bang and that the Holy Spirit is the energy that has created the world through evolution, and that Jesus, who we celebrate, is the incarnation, the presence of demonstrating God's love by his teachings, his actions, his miracles while he was with us, that this is the message that we have to now carry forward, that we are a part of this, all of us, both as a pastoral community of All Saints and me as an individual, as we move forward. These are new learnings. When I came out of seminary 50 years ago, hard to believe, but they did not even talk about quantum physics having an effect on spirituality, because my professors were trained in the 1910s and 1920s. I mean, I had old professors because I was there in the late 60s, but they had no idea of the challenge, and they had not heard of some of the work that was going on in Germany and theological circles. But it's now current today, and with this knowledge, we have an energy to be able to proclaim the gospel in a way that's fresh and vital and alive to the new generations of people who are coming along behind us. I heard a piece of music the other day which I found astounding, and that was Michael Bublé had linked up with a rapper, and they were singing a hymn to rapper music. And it was really quite enlightening. I mean, I've never really understood rap, I have to admit. But this one piece of music that I heard the other morning with Michael Bublé was very holy, but very engaging. And it was like sort of poetry set with a beat. Somebody was doing a verbal beat at the same time as he was singing. And it was quite lovely. And it's like our opportunities today. There's a new beat and a new energy as we go forward, both as a community and as individuals at this moment of transition. It is absolutely a time for new directions. It's also like I have behind me the nativity scene that was set up at All Saints. I took a picture of it, cropped it around a little bit so it forms the background of me today, because I knew that this was our feast of the Nativity. But it's our understanding that Jesus is reborn in us, in our hearts, as an infant. And we nurture our faith, and as an infant grows into a person, as all of us have, we also have to nurture our faith and always develop our faith every year. We don't just sort of stay as children. We have to keep moving forward. And a good, healthy faith, which we all have, is always to be nurturing and developing and pushing forward to new ideas, and integrating that into who we are as Christians alive. We're on a life journey together, and I've been blessed to join you on the pilgrimage for the last 10 years, but we keep moving forward in our pilgrimage as we grow and change. So in 2 years' time, I can come back and worship with you once you're established with your new pastor, whoever that's going to be, and I can come back, but I don't expect the parish to be like it is today. Hopefully the COVID thing has passed and we're back together, but things move and change, and it's okay to move and change and grow. The constant is God's love. God is in us and we are in God. And so to me, that's a critical importance that we keep moving ahead, because together, maybe right now and in 2 years when I come back and pay you a visit, we are celebrating that God is with us. We're on a journey with God as we work and move together. And we started our commission through our baptism, and I was really pleased to be with David when he was baptized with us this year and affirmed, and all of the things that happened. We are a moving forward church. And, you know, this is something that struck me recently, that if you go back to the time of Jesus and the early church and the writings that we're reading this morning even, that we've been adopted into Judaism. We are, in a sense, now Jews through our baptism. We are the new Semites, and we are called to be anti-racist. You know, I still cower and shake when I hear things going on of racist nature. But we are called to be more than that. We, through our adoption, we are a part of the family of Jesus. So in a way, Jesus' family is universal, but we are also the new Semites. So we should always be inclusive of everybody and really fight within ourselves to make sure that we are not racist. I have a passion for inclusion and reconciliation of everybody across the globe. I shudder when I see a manger scene with a white baby Jesus. It should be olive skinned. I've often more than once wanted to grab the little figurine and paint it up into a color. I haven't done that. I thought I'd be overdoing it. But that's why I encourage people to put candles instead of a baby Jesus in their manger scene, because that senses an idea of light and a vitality and present now, that we are to be lights in the darkness and not to get stuck in the past. We always walk in a path with our Lord. And that's what I've strived to do with you for the last 10 years, to understand a vital, alive Jesus in our hearts and walk together in that vital way, engaging in the issues of today, not to be safe in looking at the past and getting stuck. When I was a young guy, there was an old priest, Staff Tanton was his name. He was a real character. I'll just give you one little bit. He was in Prince Edward Island where I was. And he was a real character. He ministered in Prince Edward Island in the days of horse and buggy. There was more horses and buggies than there were cars in his part of Prince Edward Island. And it was just sort of west of Summerside where I was. And I'll give you one incident about his thinking. He had this old horse that he sold to a guy. And the people came to him in his parish at Port Hood and said to him, "Why did you sell that American?" Sorry, guys, for those of you who are American. "Why do you sell that American, that old horse?" He said, "Well, I was doing what it said to do in the Bible." And they said, "Well, Mr. Tanton, what was that?" He said, "Well, he was a stranger and I took him in." But Staff Tanton had a really wry sense of humor. But he said, "We are always remember that we are not called to be keepers of aquarium, but fishers of men and women." And I think that's part of what we try to do with a vital understanding of Jesus alive in us today. And going forward in this time of transition, for both me and for you, I trust that we always remember we are called to be fishers of people and not keepers of aquarium. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the living God who is within us and around us, and we are in God. You, O God, are supreme and holy. You create our world. Life. Your purpose overarches everything we do. You have always been with us. You are God. You, O God, are holy and generous, good beyond all measure. You came to us before we came to you. You have revealed and proved your love for us in Jesus Christ, who lived and died and rose again. You are with us now. You are God. You, O God, are our Holy Spirit. You empower us to be your gospel in the world. You reconcile and heal. You overcome death. You are our God. We worship you.